Hello and welcome to the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show here on iHeartRadio. I am your host, Frank Costella Jr. I'm the president and CEO for the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce. And today on our show, we will be bringing in proud members of the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce, including New Beginnings Window and Door Distributor Michael Haynes and Dominica Haynes, the president and CFO for New Beginnings, as well as Vassar Warner Home, the Executive Director Erica Von Seluz, and Rich Schuster, the President of the Board of Directors. But before that, we have so much going on here in the Hudson Valley, including at the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce and in the business community. If you want to find out more information about any of our guests on our show today and or events that are happening at the Chamber or events that are happening here in the Hudson Valley community, go right to our website. It's dcrcoc.org. I want to tell you about some upcoming events that you don't want to miss at the Chamber, including an unwind event produced by the Hudson Valley Young Professionals. We have Women's Leadership Alliance events. We have a lot of ribbon cuttings. Come on out and celebrate with them, whether it's their grand opening, whether it's their 1 year anniversary, 5, 10, 20, or 100 year anniversary. Let them know how much you care that they chose the Hudson Valley as their home to build and grow their business. All of our ribbon cuttings are sponsored by Branding Pros. We have a contact breakfast on Thursday, September the 25th, sponsored by WMC Health and Mid-Hudson Regional Hospital. We also have a business education seminar, which focuses on social strategy, organic versus paid social media and strategy. This is designed just for small businesses and not-for-profit organizations. Again, that's September the 25th, a business education seminar sponsored by our friends at KeyBank. The Health and Wellness Committee of the Chamber is going to have a six-week Get Fit program, which is actually a taste of our local gyms, fitness centers, and classes. So if you're looking to find the best fit for you, no pun intended, then check out this six-week program that will go to different facilities throughout the community, including Gold's Gym, All Sport Health and Fitness, and so many others. Try out yoga, spin, and more. And again, this is sponsored by our good friends at Warlock Athletics, home of Warlock CrossFit. There's so many more events happening at the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce. Again, check them all out online on our website, dcrcoc.org. You don't want to miss the Master Your Membership. You don't want to miss the Chamber Network Present and Refer. You don't want to miss the Hudson Valley Young Professionals hosting a Halloween extravaganza and costume contest. Again, check them out online, dcrcoc.org. If you want to find out how to be more involved with a dynamic business organization here in our community, you want to learn more about how to give back as a mentor to our youth for our workforce development programming, find our website, dcrcoc.org. We're going to take a quick break here on the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show, but when we come back, we're going to be joined by Michael and Dominica Haynes of New Beginnings Windows and Door Distributor. Hang in there. We'll be back right after this quick break.
Dad, where is he sending you?
Well, he sends all his patients to the same cardiology group.
Do you know anything about them?
Oh, honey, he's been my doctor for a long time. I trust his opinion.
Dad, I really think you should go to a heart specialist affiliated with a leading hospital.
Well, what do I say to him then?
You say, take me to Vassar.
Vassar Brothers Medical Center is recognized among the nation's highest performing hospitals for heart failure by U.S. News and World Report. Don't leave it to chance. Make it a choice. Learn more at takemetovassar.org.
And welcome back to the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show here on iHeartRadio. Now in the studio with me, two owners and proprietors of an incredible business right here in the Hudson Valley. It's New Beginnings Windows and Door Distributor. It's Michael Haynes, the president, and his wife, Dominica Haynes, the CFO. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Tell us, what is New Beginnings Windows and Door?
New Beginning Window and Door is a locally owned, we call it a mom-pop, window and door distribution company. So we deal with new home construction, builders, developers, architects, and we have a division that deals with homeowners. So whether you need just a single entry door or a whole house of replacement windows. So we like to say we have an opening for every home, a window door. We can fill the hole for you, whether you're doing a remodeling project or building a new home from scratch with an architect.
Let me ask the question. How did you end up in this business? This is not just something someday you wake up and say, you know what, I'm going to start a new business and it's going to be window and door company. How did you end up there, Michael?
Really, it came down to, as a kid, I was in high school and I loved hard work, but I didn't like school. Couldn't retain information at a high level, so I got a job at a local lumber yard and made relationships. And truthfully, from the point I was 15 years old, I've really never left, you know, the building material business. And ever since, you know, for 26 years now, exclusively done windows and doors, and for about 18, you know, on our own here at New Beginnings Window and Door. But really, the industry found me. I loved hard work. I never minded putting in hours. And, you know, I married somebody who was just a partner in it. Just what do we need to do? There was never an I. It was just a what do we need to do? And, you know, here we are now a lot of years into it and thriving and, you know, in every aspect, right? Not just business, but just, it's a great business. It's relationship driven. And we feel like we can make a difference out there doing what we do.
I feel like that is such the story of so many small businesses, especially the fact that it is a family owned operation. No matter whether it's one person in the business, the rest of the family is a part of that business, whether they work there day in and day out or not. Although in your case, you're very fortunate. You get to work with your full family. Not only is your wife there, but your boys are there as well. So I want you to talk a little bit about that and what makes the difference of having the boys there and having the full family behind New Beginnings Window and Door Distributors.
I think that that's exactly it. We do everything for the family. So because we're family based, we treat people like family. So when you come into New Beginnings Window and Door, you're not just a customer coming into a big box store. You're coming into a small, locally owned family business. And, you know, we treat you like family. We want you to be a part of our family.
Yeah, and I could not say that better. I spent over 20 years with my family working day in and day out in a family business. And there's some days it's very challenging. And it could be a personality clash. It could be more so of just an idea clash. I want to do it this way and you want to do it another way. And at the end of the day, it can be a challenge, but we still are family and we still have the same goal in mind, and it is the customer. And that was always my focus in business, and I know that's very much yours. Having known many people that have used your company over the years, it's always a positive experience. I never, ever hear anything negative about New Beginnings Windows and Doors out in the community. That really says a lot about you, your family, and your commitment to the company, and also your employees. You have a lot of longstanding employees that have been with you for many years, and that says a lot about your company and your culture as well. I want you to talk a little bit about that and what that means to you as a family, having that extended family as a part of your organization.
Obviously, we have our boys working with us, but the people that we have, our team members, as we call them, they're not employees. They're our team. They're part of our family. We just extend out our family and our love to them like we would if you had the same last name as us. So even though, you know, they have different last names, not everybody is a Haynes, we treat them like they are a Haynes, whether they need things regarding personal life or, you know, somebody to talk to. I just feel it's a different way of doing things in this business. We really try to be very family oriented and just do things together. And I think it just makes the culture of our business, just people want to come into work on Monday morning instead of dreading to come to work on Monday morning.
I think you both did such a great job of describing the history, the company, the culture. Let's talk about the product itself and what it is that you sell and that you also install as part of New Beginnings Window and Door.
Yeah, so I'll jump in here and take this one. So really, the process that we work under is a client, you know, usually reaches out to us, and it's usually fairly evident that, you know, there is something going sideways, and usually that this time of year when they remember what their heating bill was last winter. But the truth of the matter is, like on Windows and Doors, I mean, the process is ultra simple because we hold your hand right through it. It is the same representative, the same member of our team that goes right from the start to the very finish. So we make it really painless, and it's a way to really build that relationship, right, so that they're comfortable. But in a lot of ways, really, the process works itself out. People realize that they are spending an exorbitant amount of money on, you know, in the renovation part anyway, where they're spending a tremendous amount of money and heating their home in the winter time. And we're able to come alongside and do assessments with them. We're able to come alongside of them and talk about what the potential cost savings would be. In other words, we are anything but a hard sell company. We work under the concept that you educate people and you train them and you answer their questions. And that's really an anomaly in our business. So you look at any of our competition out there, they strive on coming into a home and doing a one-time hard close, meaning sign up today and we'll offer you a discount. We'll do this because they're not into the education process of it. They're into just getting, you know, that particular project that day and not building the relationship. So we really go to business completely differently than any of our competition out there. And on the new home side of things, I mean, we just have relationships everywhere. So we'll have clients calling us up that are thinking of building a home and we have their reputation, and they'll ask for a referral of a good architect. So we get in literally before there is sometimes even land purchase to build that home, you know, and we work hand in hand with the design, the architect, the contractor, the builder. It's really a complete process. So there are times where on one project, we will easily spend 12 to 18 months, you know, in the process with a client and be with them every step of the way. And you don't get that, to my knowledge anyway, anywhere else. And you take our entire sales team, we have over 100 years combined of window and door experience, right? So if there's something that one person doesn't know, we know where to get the answer. We know where to go from there. So, you know, we sell all the leading name brands that all of the competitors sell, and we offer it, you know, out to you at a in a different way of selling, really. You know, we don't even feel like we're selling most of the time. We're just building relationships, educating, and people are realizing that new windows and doors are a big investment, but it also, you know, the life of the rest of the major appliances in your home are affected by having energy efficiency, right? Your central AC unit lasts longer. Your boiler, your heating system lasts longer because it's not working as hard. So, you know, we really educate them on the whole house envelope and why the window and door part of it is such an important facet.
For our listeners who may be just tuning in here on iHeartRadio, you're listening to the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show. And here on our show today, we have special guests with us from New Beginnings Window and Door Distributor. It's the president, Michael Haynes, as well as CFO, Dominica Haynes. And we're talking about the company and the history and all of the things that make New Beginnings Windows and Doors such an incredible organization here in our community. Now, Michael, I want you to just tell us a little bit about some of the signs someone might see that they can recognize easily enough that it's time for them to consider looking at replacement of their existing windows in their home. For example, is it moisture on the inside? Is it frost in the winter on the inside of a window pane? What are some of the things that they might see right away that would help them to recognize, okay, maybe I should get a price and I might see savings in having new windows installed?
Sign number one, which is the most evident, is you will see a fog on your window and you will try very hard to wipe it off and you just simply cannot wipe it off because it is in between the panes of glass and you've had what is commonly known as a seal failure. The key to that whole saying is failure. The window has at that point failed, and that's a pure sign of needing new windows. Another sign, really, we do a lot of renovation. You know, in the Dutchess County area, we had so many developments built in the 50s and 60s. And a lot of them, believe it or not, still have their original windows. And you can literally, on a cold winter day in a lot of homes, you can see curtains that are fluttering, you know, behind the window where they shouldn't be. Or you see people that redecorate their living room so that their favorite recliner chair is nowhere near the window because they don't want the cold air coming down their back in the winter. And when it comes to doors, really, it's evident because they're going in and out of doors that squeak and creak, and they got to give a shoulder block into to get them opened and closed in a lot of cases. So, you know, most of the time, once a client has been or bought their home and they've been there for a year, it is very, very clear to them, from seal failures to just simply feeling the air infiltration, which is really a big one. There's so much air infiltrating, and I equate it to, you know, you have a window that in some cases is 60 years old, but even a 30-year-old window, when you look at how quickly technology changes, that's the same in our business too with windows and doors. So just as the technology and the road noise in the car you're driving, if it's brand new compared to the car that is from 1988, the technology just changes. And there are so many energy efficient options out there now that, you know, really give you that 25, 30 year lifespan now, you know, easily on a window. So it's really a long-term, you know, quality of life and a long-term investment that people are making.
Michael and Domenica Haynes from New Beginnings Window and Door Distributor. I want to thank you both for coming in and spending with us here on the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show. But before we take off, I want you to put your contact information out there for our listeners. I'll let you take it away.
Sure. So it is New Beginning Window and Door at 62 McKinley Street in the Village of Wappingers Falls. We're back in the Market Street Industrial Park. Phone number is really easy to remember, 845-298-DOOR. So you can call us anytime, and we would be happy to come alongside you and help out on any project you have.
That's 845-298-DOOR, or you can find them online at nbwindow.com. That's nbwindow.com, or you can always find them on our website at the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce simply by visiting dcrcoc.org. They have a beautiful showroom in Wappingers. You want to check it out, but you can also see them right online, nbwindow.com. We have to take a quick break here on the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show, but when we come back, we will be joined by the Vassar Warner Home. Hang in there. We'll be back right after this quick break from our sponsor.
Dad, where is he sending you?
Well, he sends all his patients to the same cardiology group.
Do you know anything about them?
Oh, honey, he's been my doctor for a long time. I trust his opinion.
Dad, I really think you should go to a heart specialist affiliated with a leading hospital.
Well, what do I say to him then?
You say, take me to Vassar.
Vassar Brothers Medical Center is recognized among the nation's highest performing hospitals for heart failure by U.S. News & World Report. Don't leave it to chance. Make it a choice. Learn more at takemetovassar.org.
And welcome back to the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show here on iHeartRadio. Now in the studio with me, from Vassar Warner Home, Erica Von Salu is the Executive Director and the President of the Board of Directors, Rich Schuster. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So tell us a little bit about Vassar Warner Home. Obviously, I have a background in history. I'm very familiar, but I want you to describe to our listeners a little bit of history of Vassar Warner Home and where you are today.
Vassar Warner Home is 154 years old this year. We have been a senior living residence for 154 years. We started as the old ladies' home. And in the late 70s, early 80s, we turned into Vassar Warner Home. We are now currently on a new endeavor. We have adult daycare, which is a social model. So we help people with have respite situations when their caregivers need to go to appointments or grocery shopping. Somebody can come to us for the day.
So talk a little bit about that transition, going from a full care facility, which it was for many, many years, round the clock, now into an adult daycare model. What does that look like?
So last year, we filed closure with the New York State Department of Health, and we had to rehome or move our residents to other facilities in the area. And so the first step in our plan right now is reopening, hopefully by the end of the year, having residents, full-time residential services. Right now, we're doing adult daycare, which is 8:30 to 5, Monday through Friday. We have activities and...
We try to personalize the program as much as possible, and this can be for people taking care of their parents, for if they want to just bring them for a half a day because they want to go grocery shopping, or if they want to have them there every day, 5 days a week, while they go to work. It's a good way to get your parents or your loved ones outside of the home and socialize with, you know, in a different environment and so forth. So it's a safe place to go. Nutritious meals. We try to customize the program to each participant.
So obviously, being a social model, this is a way for individuals to still keep their mind active, get out in the community, and still interact with other individuals of similar age, and also play games and have activity to keep their brain sharp. So I want you to take a moment and talk about some of the activities that some of your residents, and I say residents, but it's a daycare model.
Participants.
Some of the activities that those individuals might participate in throughout the day.
So current events, we have yoga, we have chair yoga, if needed, any kind of mind balance healing in the mornings, in the afternoons, card games. Bingo is a very big thing no matter what. No matter where you are, everybody wants to play bingo. And we have meals and snacks. And we're gearing it towards what people want to see and what people want to do. The schedule isn't really initiated yet because we're trying to figure out what people's likes and dislikes are. I know that I wouldn't want to come in and do arts and crafts. I don't enjoy that. And so when I'm retired, that's not what I want to do.
So Frank, I think we should point out that our daycare program right now is geared for people that we don't want to leave alone. Your parents that, you know, this isn't just for general seniors who are going to drive themselves there to the program just to socialize with other people. This is for individuals that need to have somebody nearby in case they need help with something. So that's where our daycare program, or what it focuses on. But our goal long term is to come back to senior residents full time. So that's in the works. It's just a stepping stone.
Sure. And what are the hours of operation now?
8:30 to 5, Monday through Friday. That can be adjusted for the family members or the caregivers' needs. And should somebody need some kind of service on a weekend, we would try and make that happen as well.
What about individuals that might have some special needs, such as, you know, obviously being wheelchair bound, or perhaps maybe they have some additional medical needs? Maybe they're diabetic and they need insulin, things like that.
So with a social model adult daycare, they have to be able to give their own medications. And if they're in a wheelchair or use a walker, we can assist in any way. We are fully handicap accessible, obviously.
We should point out that there are two different types of daycare programs, which Erica alluded to.
There's a social model, which is what we are. There's also a medical model, which has RNs and healthcare staff. We have aides that are there to help. But there's difference in both of those. Sure. And Medicaid, can help reimburse medical model adult daycare, not a social model.
Which we could potentially get to in the future, but right now we're just focusing on the social model to start.
Yeah, and I think it's so important to educate the community, especially for those individuals that aren't familiar with this pathway. And here's an option, like you said, for people to have the opportunity to bring their family member to be taken care of during the day, so they don't have to worry that they're home alone, whether or not they are just wandering out of the house and getting lost, or perhaps they just need that interaction day to day to keep their mind sharp, that daily activity, whether it's the yoga, whether it's bingo, maybe it's a reading, maybe it's storytelling, whatever activities that you're able to bring to them, help them to continue to keep their mind active. And that's so important as we age in place.
It's a serious concern as far as leaving elderly people home alone when they're not able to take care of themselves 100%. And I mean, we all have stories of somebody who fell and they were there for hours or days or whatever before they were found, and that happens every day. So this is one of the ways to alleviate
that.
Or they
turn the bathtub on to take a bath, and next thing you know, the whole house is filled with water.
Yep.
That's another scenario that I'm quite familiar with. Talk about meal planning. And are you able to provide meals throughout the day for individuals as they come?
Yes, we'll provide a full lunch. In the morning, there is a small breakfast or snack. In the afternoon, there's a small afternoon snack. And the meals are geared for the residents, or for the participants, I should say.
I think one of the things that's important here that we haven't talked about yet is the application process. And there's sort of a screening process, and Erica goes through quite a list of questions, and we want to get to know the people. I'm not that familiar with the application myself. That's not what I do. But Erica has developed a whole list of questions and finding out or asking about the participants' likes and dislikes, what they like to eat, what they like to do. And actually, you've got life questions in there too, don't you?
Yes, we talk about social history. We talk about what they did for a living, their families, what their likes and dislikes are, their favorite foods, their least favorite foods. That's the big one. But usually they like everything.
Yeah.
Where they grew up, so we can talk about that in when they come for the day. Those are things we can reminisce about, things when somebody might have some memory issues. But we learn about what their background and upbringing have been.
For our listeners who may be just tuning in here on iHeartRadio, you're listening to the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show. And on our show today, our special guests are the Vassar Warner Home, which was established quite a number of years ago. Long history here in Poughkeepsie, established in 1871, providing services to the elderly throughout the Hudson Valley region. Just want to take the opportunity to put out some of your information. Where can people find the location? Where can they find more information about the organization and even the application?
So you can go to vassarwarner.org on the website, and there is a adult daycare button to go to. And you can send an inquiry, and I will get that and send you an application. You can call me at 845-454-3754, and I can email or send you an application. Or during business hours, you can come to 52 South Hamilton Street in the city of Poughkeepsie and pick up an application.
VassarWarner.org. The website, once again, VassarWarner.org, or you can always find them on our website at the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce simply by visiting our business directly right at dcrcoc.org. Eric and Rich, thank you both for coming in and being with us here on the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show. To our listeners, thank you for tuning in today. We appreciate you being here. But if you want to find out any information about any of the guests that you heard on our show today, or maybe you're looking for events to do in and around the Hudson Valley community, or maybe business events, go right to our website at the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce. It's dcrcoc.org. We hope to see you there at some of our upcoming events, and thanks for tuning in here on the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show. Bye-bye.